alone. I'm a very dependent kind of guy. I've always had people around me. I've got a life partner, and she's...
Well, is it possible to just get into that mindset and enter that emptiness, even though you're not alone? To kind of act as if you were alone?
I can't. I'm close to some warm people. I can see the warmth in people. I can see the warmth in you.
Everybody out.
Yeah, if I would, if I'm up to, I could be up Mulholland Drive, as an idyllic walk. It's, you know, everything's so great. I just feel desolate. Alone. I begin to suspect that I'm a very, very dependent guy. I've always leaned heavily on somebody. The lady in my life might be going away, and it's obviously got something to do with it. But then I think my radiance shouldn't depend on living with her. My radiance is mine. What I'm complaining about is how come it depends on her.
Well, we can talk about that psychology, but what I'd rather talk about is this emptiness. Because if you're lucky, you get to a point where emptiness is all there is.
That doesn't sound good. Like being stuck at a bus stop.
If you're lucky and you've been sensitive enough and aware enough to find the radiance that existence demonstrates everywhere, and if you've felt the presence all your life of something greater than you, then if you're really lucky, sooner or later, the deeper level comes up, and that has something to do with emptiness, something to do with nothing being there, something to do with facing existence more nakedly. Where the radiance doesn't act as a protection, where you're not insulated from the hard realities of truth, which has something to do with what the mind can't comprehend, something to do with beyond this life. Can you in any way imagine that this emptiness could be a doorway to something even deeper than that radiance?
See.
So when a person starts experiencing that emptiness, maybe for the first time, the typical first reaction is absolute terror, absolute horror. It seems so cold, it seems so dark, it seems so foreboding. So it means you've fallen deeper, deeper inside yourself, to that point where things disappear. Radiance means things. There's a point, this is what the Buddhists are always talking about, there's a point at which there are no more things. It's about intersection of eternity, infinity, right now. God, why have you deserted me? Why hast thou forsaken me?